Hello, everyone. By the time you're hearing this devotional, AMI Revolution has just ended. And for those of us who attended, I hope that it was a refreshing, soul-filling time of worshiping God. And coming out of retreats or conferences like these, the question that always comes is, now that it's over and it's Monday now, how do I keep this passion from fizzling? And one of the crucial steps to do so is to keep listening for God's voice, the primary way being through the Word of God. So whether you were at AMI Revolution and were really blessed, or maybe you couldn't make it, regardless, I hope that we all can continue listening for God's voice in our lives through the Scriptures. So with that said, today's passage comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and I'll read that for us. Now, concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that there is no God but one. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we exist. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat it, and no better off if we do. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged, if his conscience is weak, to eat food offered to idols? And so, by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Amen. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is answering a question that the Corinthian Christians had about eating food offered to idols. In the city of Corinth, people would give food offerings to pagan gods, and sometimes this food would be sold in the marketplaces. So the Christians in Corinth are asking, is it okay to eat this food, or is it a sin? And Paul's answer to this question is not a simple yes or no. He says in verse 8, food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat it, and no better off if we do. Whether they eat this food offered to idols or not is not what determines their standing with God. For the Corinthian Christians who have genuine faith in God and trust in Jesus, they know in their hearts that there is only one God. So by eating this food offered to idols, they're not worshiping or putting their faith in these pagan gods. To them, it might just simply be a meal to fill their stomachs. But see what Paul then says in verses 9 to 13. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged, if his conscience is weak, to eat food offered to idols? And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. In other words, Paul is saying that our objective as more mature Christians is to love other brothers and sisters by doing whatever we can to not cause them to stumble. And by doing so, we are loving God. There are many things in life that are permissible, but not all of these things are wise, especially in a public setting where others can be influenced by what we do or what we say. This answer from Paul is so profound. When the Corinthians asked, "Should I or should I not eat this food offered to idols?" Paul answers, "Love your neighbor." The heart of the question that the Corinthians asked was wrong. It's not about doing this or that, or not doing this or that. Our objective as Christians is to love our neighbor and to love God. If something causes others to stumble, to fall away from God, then don't do it, even if that thing by itself is not a bad thing. This could seem like a tall order. We can't even do things that aren't inherently sinful just because it could possibly cause someone else to sin. Well, why can't I just do it? Why is it on me whether they stumble or not? Can't they just look away? This thing is not even a sin. Do I really have to give up the things I like if others will be hindered by them? And the answer is a resounding yes. If we truly love God and love our neighbors as ourselves, this is the most obvious yes we can make. If it means that a brother will get that much closer to God, then by all means, Lord, help me to concede. Our objective is to love, not to abide by a set of rules. As we continue to read the word, pray, and develop a relationship with God, my hope is that our relationship with him would look more like what Paul is describing here in this passage. We're not looking for rules to follow. Is this a sin? Is that permissible? If I do X, Y, and Z, then will God love me more? Then will I grow deeper in my faith? I hope that our objective is to love. Is what I'm doing loving my neighbor? Is what I'm doing bringing others closer to God? Is what I'm doing loving God? Let's pray. Lord, we want to love you. You have shown your love to us in the most unimaginable way, and we want to dedicate our lives to love you in return. Help us, Lord, so that our desires are not so self-centered as they usually are, but rather centered on you and on others. Form us, Lord, into representatives of your kingdom that shine the light of Christ toward others, bringing them closer to you. We don't want to hinder and get in the way of others getting closer with you. Lord, may we be sacrificial in all the things that we do. Even if certain things are permissible, help us, Lord, to always be asking the question, am I loving you? Am I loving my neighbor by doing this? Lord, form and shape us into who you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.